two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Text me anytime on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. I read them all. The number is 57500. KSL News Time 345. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Salt Lake County releases its proposed 2021 budget, and they admit there's a lot of uncertainty about it. They say CARES Act funding will run out, and many of the cuts they already made won't be restored. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, we just learned Farmington High School will close its doors tomorrow. The Davis County Health Department reports 15 cases of COVID there, so no school tomorrow. Online learning starts Thursday and runs through November 4th. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
Highs in the 70s, the 50s.
The crash. We have a crash in South Salt Lake, 33rd South at 7th East. It's been affecting northbound, southbound, and westbound directions. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Highs in the 70s, the 50s, and the 40s in the 7-day forecast. I'm Brett Benson.
Yeah, it's 72 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Anybody not thinking COVID is a big deal can listen to this person in one of the many hotspots in the U.S., Andrea Palm, Secretary-Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Health.
Our case numbers are rising. This virus is claiming the lives of more of our friends and our neighbors, and our hospitals are stretched too thin. This isn't sustainable. And it's going to get worse.
Ohio reports a record high number of COVID patients in hospitals. Arizona reports more than 1,000 daily coronavirus cases for the second time in a week. Still working on a bill to help Americans jobless and small businesses hurt by COVID, House Speaker Pelosi, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, Senate Republican Majority Leader McConnell.
We'll vote on the popular PPP loan program today and the larger $500 billion package. Tomorrow.
The Army has briefed Vanessa Guillen's family that the investigation concluded that her death was in the line of duty, meaning that they, the family, are entitled to full benefits allowed. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In Depth.
Your voice, your vote. 13 days until election week. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Long lines and slow voting left Governor Herbert calling Utah County the epicenter of dysfunction in the 2018 midterm election. But now, Utah County has a new clerk who's promising to do better. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more with this in-depth report.
Utah County Clerk Amelia Powers Gardner told KSL TV last week they have new scanners and better trained employees, and they're ready for election day.
We have over-prepared for the number of people we expect at the polls. We know that we're going to have a lot. We're prepared to serve three times the number of people at the polls that voted in 2018.
If you look on the county clerk's webpage to find out where to vote in person, you'll see those locations listed as ballot pickup locations. Gardner says there's a reason for that.
So there were a lot of people that thought if they showed up at the polling location on election day, they were going to get to vote on a machine. And so we changed the term to ballot pickup locations to help them realize and to help explain to the public that we use paper ballots.
There are eight of these ballot pickup locations in Utah County where you can vote in person on Election Day. That compares to 59 in-person voting locations in Salt Lake County. If there are extremely long lines, security issues, or other problems at in-person voting locations in Utah, there is a number to call. Nikhila Venugopal with the American Civil Liberties Union says that number is 866-OUR-VOTE.
That is the National Election Protection Coalition hotline number, and the ACLU of Utah is the Utah state lead for that coalition.
Stuart Pei, the chair of the Utah County Republican Party, doesn't expect problems with in-person voting on Election Day.
I know they've looked back at what has happened in Utah County before, and I feel like we're in a much better place than we were even 2 years ago.
Pei believes Utah's vote-by-mail system, though, is tested and reliable, even if other states are just now learning how to do it during the pandemic. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
And you've been listening to The In-Depth at 15 and 45, KSL News Time 349. It's traffic brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. We have problems. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, we have a very good drive on the freeways. Our problems are mostly on the surface streets in Salt Lake County, and Steve will tell you about those. But for right now, if you're headed southbound on I-15, it is full speeds ahead. That's from the I-80 junction in the Salt Lake City area, right on through the point of the mountain into Utah County down to Provo. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are in good shape. Northbound Bangor Highway, a little heavy and slow from 3500 south up to 2100 south, and some busy traffic southbound 5600 west at the intersections between I-80 and 2100 south. Steve?
Well, Ricky, we have a big wreck on 33rd South at 7th East. Now, this is closed to multiple lanes, including the westbound right lanes, the southbound left turn lane, and the northbound left lane, which is also closed. That's 33rd South and 7th East. Plus a crash with possible injuries on northbound Vancouver Highway at 8800 South. Smooth sailing, though, northbound 50, downtown Salt Lake into Davis and Weber counties. Still have that crash farther north in Tremont and just past the I-84 split. Zero Res Carpet Cleaning has been proven in lab tests to remove more dirt and soils than other methods. Their powered water cleaning needs no soap, no shampoos, no toxic chemicals. Schedule your Zero Res cleaning today. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines, and here's the 7-day forecast. We get warm, we get cold, we get white. Here's Brett Benson.
Big changes are coming in the 7-day forecast, so let's focus on the first couple days first. 72 today, 74 tomorrow, really nice weather. Winds will pick up during the day Wednesday, and we'll see that colder air move in Wednesday night into Thursday morning. So Thursday brings the first change, 52 for a high, mid-50s on Friday, and Saturday in the upper 50s. And then another cold front moves through on Sunday and drops our temperatures even further. 44 for a high on Sunday, scattered valley rain, mountain snow, and then Monday, high of 42. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
We're at 72 degrees in Salt Lake City.
The beat goes on.
Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news.
The beat goes on.
Only on KSL News Radio.
The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. Charleston was once the rain.
In business, things move quickly. You have to be ready to shift, pivot, adapt, then do it all over again. Comcast Business gives you fast, reliable internet on the nation's largest gig speed network. And for a limited time, you can also get fast shipping with Amazon Business Prime Essentials. Wow, that was fast. So no matter what comes next, you can do more than bounce back. You can bounce forward. Help your business bounce forward with this amazing new offer. Get started with powerful internet and voice for $64.90 a month for 12 months. And ask how you can get one free year of Amazon Business Prime Essentials on us. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go online today to find out more. Offer ends 10/25/20. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 35 megabits per second service and one voice line. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Call for details.
Hey, all my great friends at Burt Brothers right now, they're calling it the Get a Grip This Winter Sale, which is underway. And let me explain what exactly that is. As we change seasons now, we know it's just a matter of weeks before we have that first snowfall, and you want to make sure you do have a great grip on the road. This is an exclusive offer from Burt Brothers Tire and Service. How about a $70 rebate with the purchase of 4 Bridgestone Blizzak tires? And if you use your Burt Brothers credit card, they'll make that a $100 rebate. And it doesn't matter, front wheel, all wheel, four wheel, you'll get the traction from your tires that you need, and that will make all the difference this winter season. You can experience the Burt Brothers difference today and get in control of your winter driving. Go to burtbrothers.com, find other great offers, and find the location near you. That's Burt Brothers, where they do indeed simply do it better.
Burgess Owens is running to represent us in Congress, but his record should make Utahns run in the other direction. Owens said he'd repeal our health care, throwing over 200,000 Utah residents off their health care and ending health care protections for people with pre-existing conditions like asthma or cancer. And while Utah families are still suffering from increased cancer rates due to decades of nuclear testing in Nevada, Owens called for restarting nuclear testing. That's right. Owens said he absolutely supported it. But that's not all. Owens has a decades-long history of bad judgment, filing for bankruptcy 6 times across multiple states and hundreds of thousands in unpaid taxes. The record is clear. Utah should run from Burgess Owens. Paid for by House Majority PAC, thehousemajoritypac.com, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. House Majority PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. You might be doing more holiday shopping at Lowe's this year. The home improvement chain is introducing new products like air fryers, bedding, scooters, stationary bikes as well. KSL Drives. General Motors is dropping $2 billion for an electric car factory in Tennessee. This facility will be set up to build the new Cadillac Lyric electric SUV. Apple has quietly removed rival speakers and headphones from its stores, including offerings from Logitech. Logitech's not worried about this. The company reported solid earnings today, which sent that stock soaring as much as 15%. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 113 points at 28,308. The S&P added 16 points. The NASDAQ gained 37. KSL News Time 356. Here's Cougar Tracks on Utah's legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio. Here's Mitch Harper.
For the first time this season, BYU will have fans in attendance at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. 6,000 fans will be on hand to watch BYU's late-night Saturday matchup against the Texas State Bobcats. Head coach Kalani Sitake is excited to have Cougar Nation back in the stands at LES.
We love our fans, so that's going to be the main part, is that we just appreciate our fans so much and look forward to having them there, you know. So we've had 4 games without fans, and that was hard, but we still love the game, you know. And then just having that real-time reaction, whether good or bad, nothing can simulate that.
BYU will consider increasing attendance for future home games based on the state's new COVID-19 transmission index metrics. For more on this story and all the latest on BYU football, go to kslsports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Amanda and I are here to tell you that if you've always dreamed of having a Honda in the garage, you need to take advantage of year-end savings on virtually the entire lineup of 2020 Hondas right now. These are prices you may never see again at your Utah Honda dealers. And by the way, that includes the best-in-class by Car and Driver, the Great Passport. This rugged SUV is fully equipped to turn any outing into an unforgettable adventure. And of course, this Passport has over 50 cubic feet of cargo volume and is all-wheel drive with 280 horsepower.
My son, in fact, has been pointing out to me, Mom, have you noticed that there are year-end savings on the 2020 Civic, which I had a chance to drive thanks to Joey at Ken Garf in Riverdale. The Civic is so hot and so sophisticated and sleek. It's like a sports car. It's super fun to drive. If you've not taken a test drive, you should. It comes with all the bells and whistles. It's good looking. It's the Honda Civic.
The more you compare, the more you know. It's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Take KSL with you wherever you go. Download the KSL News Radio app. It's powered by Any Hour Services.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.